If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Party starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. There's been some question in the show regarding media today, and Swim told me, confirmed, that 12:30 you'll have media today at the stadium.
At the stadium.
Matt Rhule, the weekly
press
conference.
Or at the Hawks Championship Center.
Wherever it's usually at. Yeah. Typical setting, 12:30 is the time you're looking at today.
Okay, Keith. I've been sending Keith emails.
Yes, Keith, has been difficult for you or what?
Text. I said, what time today? He said, the time in the email. I said, I do get the emails, but must have missed it. He said, I just sent another one. Uh-huh. Always a factor in the slow learners in communication. Let me see if I got that one, Keith.
Keith is very aware that his...
Oh, I just did get that
His
one.
Texts get read on the air a lot, so he keeps them pretty
he's
clean.
He's fine on that.
So no, today, no. If this is how I would imagine going on,
yep.
So today should be like a Wednesday practice at Nebraska. Today should be a Wednesday practice.
I guess.
And so that's how the days fall out, how they have them. So whatever they do on a Wednesday, this should be their normal Wednesday practice today.
Okay, so this makes sense.
Not a Monday today.
So
Monday.
Jake, you're right. This makes sense. Rhule is not today.
Okay.
Because
who speaks today?
This Friday. Just so you guys understand how this stuff works. Email says today we'll
the
open.
Email system. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Send, reply.
Hot mail for Bill.
Today we will open. This is Keith Mann. We will open the media room in the Hawks at 11:30 a.m. Coach Holgorsen, Dana, will likely be the first interview, likely around 12:20 or 12:30. Coach Butler will be around 12:45 or 1. Jeez, we'll also have 6 to 8 players in the window between 12:45 and 1:45. I will not be in that window.
That's a long window.
It's a lot of time.
That's a long window.
So there you go. Tomorrow, Coach Rhule will be available to the media at 11 a.m. There's your schedule.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Keith Mann, for sending that to you.
Thanks, Keith.
So there's probably a lot going on today, because today, if I'm correct, is first day of school, right?
It is.
Ooh,
kids are back.
So first day of classes, a lot of things.
God.
A lot of stuff. Guess who's on point today? Dennis LeBlanc.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot going on.
That's why the media was at the wedding.
They wanted to know what's going on. How are you going to handle
How
are you going to handle this on Monday? Nick LeBlanc couldn't handle it.
Yep.
And they probably wanted Nick Saban of academics.
God dang, there was media at the wedding.
Media at the wedding.
I think LeBlanc gets sick of media trailing him all the
probably
time.
Probably does like that.
Dennis, paparazzi. Dennis was enjoying the jalapeno poppers that came by at the wedding.
Nice.
As was I. And Elizabeth, we all
How many
were.
Did you have?
I had two. I think LeBlanc had upwards to 7. Of the jalapeno poppers?
7 jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, I think he did.
Good for him.
Well, he was hungry.
That's why they're there.
He's a busy guy.
Were they wrapped in bacon?
I don't.
They were like a deep-fried jalapeno popper.
Deep-fried, yeah.
I didn't have one.
It was very good. Very good.
Thank you. But yeah, the media gets to him a little bit. But today's first day of school, so that's a lot.
Yes, welcome back, students. I've seen a lot of them walk by the station this morning.
Yes, they'll probably head down. What time are they heading down Thursday, Steve? I'm sure they do all their work here. Not Thursday, but Wednesday. I mean, they'll do their practice and stuff here, then head down to the hotel.
So, on Wednesday, I can give you some information that you asked about last week, actually, that you asked about the travel roster.
Yes. Where's that at?
They will take, I don't know where it is physically, but they will take 74 to 80 players on Wednesday. Another bunch of players will go down on Thursday.
Gotcha.
So, there's a travel roster that's somewhere between 74 and 80 that go on Wednesday.
So, that second group will be going directly to the stadium.
I don't
probably not dressed.
I don't know that
I don't know that either. They You have some options.
Yeah, we don't have time for breaking news, but no, we could have. It's Lauren Mann's first day of UNL classes as a freshman. That's Keith's daughter.
Lauren's in college.
Mann's first day of UNL classes. Good luck to Lauren.
If we could, Keith, tell us about the tuition break. Was there any sort of financial
as
benefits?
As an employee, that help out
as an employee, it's been there a long time.
Long time employee.
What is the tuition break? That has to be a good situation.
Hopefully you get that information from Keith. Yes. That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.